Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
It sure is that time of the show. We don't have Alice today, but I'll be holding down the segment. We do, in fact, have Sela Faletolufasi in the studio with me, here to talk about Love Mum. Kia ora, how are you today?
Good, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. It's so great to have you here. Do you want to just start by introducing yourself in the show for our listeners?
Of course. Talofa Lava, my name is Sela Faletolufasi. I am the writer, director, producer, and an actor in Love Mum. We're currently talking touring Aotearoa, and this is the end of our tour in Tamaki Makaurau.
Oh, amazing.
But we're from Christchurch, by the way.
Yeah.
Have to rip the Christchurch.
Oh, yeah. Full circle, done the whole thing.
Yes.
Amazing. Coming to the end of the show must feel really climactic. How's it feeling just for you to be reaching that end point right now?
I guess it's a mixture. So it's been a long month traveling and doing the tour, but it's kind of also sad at the same time that it's coming to an end. But it's been such an amazing journey.
100%, totally. And let's talk about the show itself. Love Mum is about five Pacific women who meet at Mums Anonymous, a self-help group for new mums. Do you want to talk to me a little bit about where the idea for this piece came about?
Yeah, so it's one of those situations where art can turn something quite dark into something beautiful. And Love Mum was actually kind of inspired from a goodbye letter I wrote to my six children.
Wow.
In 2023. And the morning after I wrote that, I was in such a dark place and grieving so much. And I realised my children would never, ever thank me for that. They would never thank me for a letter being left behind. And so I spent 14 hours straight writing Love Mum as a creative way of healing and of sharing my story and kind of processing those feelings that I was having at the time. And 3 weeks later, we did our first table read. And then 3 months later, we did our development season, which sold out in Christchurch. And now we're touring. A year and a half after I wrote that letter. So it's been quite the journey, yeah. Mm.
And as you say, this is, of course, a very personal story to you. And I guess, what does it mean to be performing a show like this to you?
It's, you know, I think the whole point of why I wrote Love Mum was because I was surrounded by people feeling so alone. Mm. And I know that there are so many people who are showing up with beaming smiles, but are really struggling with things within their lives and feeling completely isolated and alone, even though they're showing up with, you know, lots of energy and positive vibes. So I kind of really wanted to do this show and be in it as well as directing and touring it, because I just wanted to connect with others and with the goal that they don't feel alone too.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And with such a personal story, what has the kind of devising process looked like? Who else has been involved in this project?
Devising? There was no real devising. It just kind of was all different parts. All five characters represent a piece of my story or a part of me. But there have been a lot of people who have supported this process. So many people. My creative parents, Posma Vanga and Tanya Mungutia, are from Pacific Underground in Christchurch. Michael Bell from Little Andromeda, a black box theatre in Christchurch, who read the script and said, "Hey sis, just come here and put it on." And so, you know, it just takes some people to just believe in it and believe in your creativity, and then it can just take off from there. So I've had lots of amazing people, Talia Ray, Mavanga, and Jake Tupu, who were supporting me as part of a director's mentorship for this tour under Pacific Underground. So yeah, so many people, so many people.
A whole community.
A village, yeah. There's people I haven't mentioned, but there's just a massive village behind this. Yeah,
of course. And you guys opened on Tuesday. What's the reception been like so far?
It's been beautiful. I mean, it Sorry. The beginning of this interview probably sounds like it's a really dark piece. It's really funny. It's, you know, there's like, obviously there's a lot of
guys
humor.
I lie.
I don't want people to think that it's like a sad thing. So the response has been really beautiful. People have been really moved, and I guess sharing their own stories of how it resonates with them. And I guess the most beautiful stories I've heard is when I've heard people say it's been healing for them.
Mm.
And the show's 1 hour. It's a 60-minute show where we cover a 25-year relationship between these five women. So it's in and out. And to have people say, oh, that was so healing for me after 60 minutes, that's huge for me. That's kind of so much more than I could have ever expected from it. So yeah, it's been a wonderful response.
That's what it's all about. It must be so beautiful hearing that. For people who can still go see the show, which closes tomorrow night, if
yes,
I'm right.
Yes, it does. So it's tonight and tomorrow, our last two shows of the tour.
Amazing. Who is this show kind of for? Is it like an everybody? Is there a specific audience?
No, it's absolutely everyone. There's just a who it's not for. And it's not for children. So there's an R13 rating with parents or adult supervision because there are quite some intense topics, but it's also, there's also a lot of coarse language, like lots of swearing in this. So it's been for everyone, and the responses we've had have been from men, women, all cultures. So it's not just for Pacific or for women or for mothers, but it is not for children.
Do not bring your kids.
Do not bring your children. There's a bit of a fight scene that can be quite loud and scary for young people, you know, children. So.
Too much.
Yeah, too much. Too much. Too much.
Oh, well, amazing. It's so good to have you in the studio. Where can people go buy tickets? Where can they see Love Mum? Tell me more about that.
Love Mum is at the amazing Basement Theatre, who have been the most incredible hosts for us. And they can get tickets at www.basementtheatre.co.nz.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Stella. It's been lovely speaking to you, and good luck with the closing shows tonight and tomorrow night. And that was Stage Direction.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.